We invite you to enjoy this sermon presented by the Reverend Bob Goeckler on June 29, 2025 at the First Presbyterian Church of Wildwood, Florida. The title is Crying Out to God.
Our gospel reading for today comes from the Gospel according to Luke chapter 9. As the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem, and he sent messengers on ahead, who went into a Samaritan village to get things ready for him. But the people there did not welcome him, because he was heading for Jerusalem. When the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven to destroy them?" But Jesus turned and rebuked them. Then he and his disciples went to another village. As they were walking along the road, a man said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus replied, "Foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." He said to another man, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Still another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family." Jesus replied, "No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God." This is the gospel of our Lord. Please be with me in the spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts together be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Oh, for crying out loud! Well, yeah. Sometimes that's what it takes. Sometimes I think God wants to hear us cry out loud to him, even though he knows our needs before we ask. Our scripture readings today have several characters crying out to God. In our first reading from Psalm 77, which is attributed to Asaph, a musician in the court of King David, we heard the psalmist crying out to God. We don't know the specifics of what prompted this psalm to be written, but the emotions the psalmist expressed certainly resonated with me, perhaps with you as well. Words of despair and disappointment. Words of anguish and a sense of hopelessness. "When I was in distress, I sought the Lord at night. I stretched out untiring hands, and I would not be comforted." Sound familiar? Perhaps a problem at work? A problem in the family? Maybe a medical issue or financial troubles? So many possibilities, but the sense of "Why, God?" can be overpowering. "I sought the Lord, and I would not be comforted." We can feel alone, oftentimes feeling like our problems are the worst anyone has ever had to deal with. That is exactly what the psalmist felt. We are not told exactly why he felt that way, but it is clearly a rather universal emotion. He said, "You kept my eyes from closing. I was too troubled to speak. I thought about the former days, the years of long ago. I remembered my songs in the night. My heart meditated and my spirit asked, 'Will the Lord reject forever? Will he never show his favor again? Has his unfailing love vanished forever?'" I can sympathize. Long, sleepless nights when the eyes won't close and a restless soul wants to know, "Has God abandoned me? What did I do to deserve this?" Sometimes there are no good answers, and we can wallow in our distress, a rather futile and unproductive response, but surely not uncommon for any of us. Eventually, the psalmist, and hopefully us as well, turned the perspective around and looked to God with more positive eyes. That is not always easy to do, but so necessary to our life's journey. The psalmist said, "You are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the peoples." A recognition that God, to whom he is crying out to, can and does come to our aid when we ask and sometimes when we don't. The psalmist goes on to acknowledge some of the ways that God has shown his presence and power through the years. God acted both through nature and through his chosen people to lead and care for them. In our reading from the Gospel of Luke, there is again some frustration coming through. This time, it is not so much crying out to God, but Jesus himself being in the midst of it. Jesus and his disciples entered a community. The disciples were apparently expecting that the people would be thrilled to have Jesus there. But the welcome mat was not put out for them. You can sense that they were disappointed by that rejection, probably thinking, "What is wrong with these people? They should be excited to have us here." Then, like now, some people welcome Jesus into their midst, and some people reject Jesus and everything he stands for. When Jesus sent his disciples out, we hear in Matthew chapter 10 that Jesus told them that if they went to a place and they were not accepted, they should simply shake the dust from their feet and leave. In the episode today, the disciples wanted to punish the people by calling for fire to come down from heaven. But Jesus didn't want that. He admonished the disciples, and they all left and went elsewhere. That does not mean we should stop trying to spread the gospel of Jesus through our words, our actions, our very life. We are never to stop. But some will hear and accept, and some will not. We cannot change that reality. As Jesus and his disciples were traveling to another place, they encountered several potential followers. Like most of us, reasons to put off the invitation to follow were offered. Let me first go bury my father. Let me first go home to say goodbye. Pretty good reasons. And I really don't think Jesus was intending for folks to ignore their responsibilities, nor their families. Rather, he was making a strong point about priorities. Jesus, in proclaiming God's message of love, forgiveness, and peace, are to be our ultimate priority. If we are sidetracked by other things, we will lose our focus on this ultimate priority. The example Jesus uses is wonderful. No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. We need to always be looking ahead of us, focusing on the end prize to stay on a straight path. If you have ever tried to mow a lawn, just like plowing a field, and lost your focus on what's in front of you, and perhaps looked around or looked behind you, you will most likely not be going in a straight line anymore. Indeed, Jesus wants us to follow in that straight and narrow path to the kingdom of God. And he is right there to help us when we get off that path. He shows us the way, but also offers us the way back when we misstep. Forgiveness and a fresh start are there when we admit our failings and ask God for help. Like the psalmist crying out to God, we too can cry out to God. God wants to hear our innermost thoughts and concerns. Whether we are crying out loud, speaking calmly, in whispers and whimpers, or in silence, cry out. God hears you. May it be so. Amen. Please be with me again in prayer. Lord Jesus, you promise to hear all our prayers, those of thanks and praise, and those of pain and despair. We know you share all of our life's events and are just a word of prayer away. For that, we are eternally thankful. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
You have heard a sermon delivered on June 29, 2025 at the First Presbyterian Church of Wildwood, Florida by the Reverend Bob Geckler. The title was Crying Out to God. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.